Pela realização bem-sucedida do segundo encontro ministerial sobre liberdade religiosa no último dia 18 de julho em Washington, que contou com a participação da ministra da Mulher e da Família e dos Direitos Humanos, a senhora Damaris Alves. Na ocasião, a ministra anunciou a instituição do novo Comitê Nacional de Liberdade Religiosa e de Crença, assim como a criação, no âmbito do seu ministério, de coordenação nacional destinada a garantir o pleno exercício da liberdade religiosa, com atenção especial às religiões de matriz africana. Muito obrigado, senhora presidente.
Thank you, Brazil. I now offer the floor to the delegation of Canada.
Thank you, Chair. We would like to start by thanking Dr. Patterson and Mrs. Zilberstein for their presentations on the important work of the Religious Freedom Institute and the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. The promotion and protection of freedom of religion or belief remains a key priority of the Government of Canada. Canada is deeply concerned by the rising tide of violence against individuals and communities on the basis of their religion or belief. We strongly supported the establishment of the International Day commemorating the victims of acts of violence based on religion or belief. It provides another advocacy tool to educate the public on issues of concern, and it contributes to the mobilization of international political will and resources to address this global problem. Canada is proud to have established and co-chair, alongside the United States, the International Contact Group on Freedom of Religion or Belief. We are pleased to see that through its informal, dynamic, and flexible nature, it has grown over the years to include more and more partners working together to advance freedom of religion or belief internationally. Canada is committed to working with other governments, multilateral and non-governmental organizations, and the private sector to incentivize inclusion internationally by promoting the benefits of diversity and creating space for further discussion on learning on these issues. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Canada. I now offer the floor to the Ambassador of Colombia.
Gracias, señora Presidente. En primer lugar, quiero agradecer a su presidencia por convocarnos a esta reunión del Consejo Permanente el día de hoy